Okay, continuing our discussion on the agenda. The next agenda item is, so to review the resolution, we don't, never had it do that before, sorry. So Stacy is going to send out the signed resolution.
I just sent it, you guys should have it.
Just, so we've got it on our email. So, I mean, that's what we'll offer it under.
There.
So, we should... So, I'll make a motion that we approve the resolution and add it to our operating agreement. And we will continue to work on an operating agreement. Because I don't think Kevin did an operating agreement, right? Is anybody aware of one?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I would second that, if you're done with your motion.
Yes.
I'd second up.
Troy made a motion, Reed second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. I have a legal counsel on here again, we already discussed that. Oh, there's the creation of an operating agreement. So, I don't mind putting a basic operating agreement together and send it to everyone if you will input, if that's how we want to do it, unless I'm not hugely in favor of hiring an attorney to write one.
I'm good with trying.
Okay. Well, I'll put the start of an operating agreement together and then send it, and if you want to read through it and...
I can then discuss it in the next meeting.
Yes, and then we will have, as part of our operating agreement, will also be that manual, right?
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Meeting dates. Now we're to meeting dates for calendar year 2024.
What about that review and vote on a bond?
Oh, I didn't have that on my agenda. I forgot.
I don't have it online.
So, see it on my agenda either.
I have it online.
It's on the amended one.
It's on the posted one. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had me add that in. Sorry.
So Stacy mentioned that we need to have a bond.
It's our special service district bond.
Yes. And so I had Nate Johnson put one together because he's the one that does the one for the county. And so, Lisa, can you just hand us the bond information? Maybe we can just discuss that. Because I think it talks about what it covers and
you didn't tell me to print that. You just told me to print this the schedule. So I don't have copies of that printed. I just have what you sent out.
Okay, let me see if I can find
everyone. I think that one
was that attached to an email?
I didn't see it.
Maybe he only sent it to me.
I might have just sent it to you because I...
To add on, remember the...
I would think in your old job you probably got thousands of emails.
Thousands, yes.
And that mine ends up getting buried so deep, so quick.
Yeah.
It's like a KSL ad and 3 hours later it's on page 10.
Yeah.
So my emails
were... Hundreds a day. So on the bond, we do need the bond, but we can't, I mean, we're going to set a budget for next year today, but we can't authorize the bond today on next year's budget, can we?
Isn't that where we would do it?
It would be part of the budget discussion for next year.
And I think you could...
Because that's what we're doing is we're discussing next year's budget, right?
Okay.
So we would include the bond.
Thank you.
I do have just that if everybody wanted to just look at it, that's what he had sent out.
So what is the cost of the bond?
It's generally based on a percentage of the budget, the annual budget.
He gave us a quote, I think it's $250 or something.
This one was $245.
$245 a year. And it's who does it cover? Because I think it only covers the treasurer, right?
Should it cover those handling finances?
So it's called a treasurer's bond.
Okay. That's all it needs to be. So $245. I think whatever we need to do to get compliance and
right.
Be right.
Yep.
We also need to look at getting a liability insurance as well.
Right.
Okay, that hasn't been touched on.
Let's entertain this bond, and then I think we need to discuss this. So I would make a motion that we contract for the bond and pay whatever's necessary up to $250 for the year. I don't know that we need to change anything else. So I make a motion that we pay for up to $250 a year for the treasurer's bond for the federal mineral lease.
Okay, so the way that motion was made, that would make it yearly. I mean, year after year after year, we wouldn't have to make that motion again.
Correct.
Right? So I would second that. So you really don't need to address it unless it goes above the
250.
The threshold, yeah.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. And that is with risk managers. Okay, so Stacy brings up a good point. Liability insurance. I think we should get liability insurance if we need it. What are our liabilities?
Good look.
Well, it's a good question.
Does that mean you use the new pronouns or anything else?
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, it could be. I mean, if you misspeak in a meeting, is an insurance policy going to cover that?
Probably not.
So, I think we should have liability insurance if we can see a reason that we should have it.
I don't know what it would cover. I don't know what it would cost.
Yeah, how would they even write it up?
Well,
they'll do that one based on our revenue.
If we want liability insurance, we need to have someone give. Probably need RFP or RFI to get the information on it.
I actually received a couple proposals a couple of different times because I had been asked to get those, and I got one through Utah County's indemnity pool and also from Utah Local Government's Trust. So,
an idea of how much?
It was different both times.
Okay.
So, like, you talking a lot of money, or?
The one was $1,500 and the other one was close to $2,000 a year. So.
Well, that makes sense to go with one of those two. So.
But.
And I'm sure they would give us
thinking it shouldn't be this difficult.
Yeah, it's like, really, we need insurance?
Well,
for what?
That's what I'm wondering. I mean,
maybe we should get uniforms.
Okay,
they're way cool.
I wonder if we ought to postpone this decision, and let me call LeGrand and see if he believes that an SSD needs to have liability insurance.
So, in about a minute, you're going to need to adjourn and go to your public hearing.
Right. Yep, we do. So, do you want to quickly wrap that little tidbit up?
Okay, I make a motion that we table that for now until I've had a chance to talk with LeGrand or other social service districts to see if they carry liability.
Yeah, and I think it would depend on the SSD. So I'm not sure we need it, but it's a good topic. Probably just need to put it on another agenda.
I'll second your motion.
Motion's been made and second. In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
You could probably discuss your calendar. Well, I don't know where you're at.
So now,
we're there.
Do you want to break for the 2:30?
If you did the calendar.
Let's do the calendar.
Can we do that?
So I did a proposal for the same as it was last year, but apparently there's the 2023.
No, I think you're good.
Because the time-wise would be good.
As long as you're 11, we don't do commission till 1. So,
Lisa, does that conflict with your work?
I just have to work it out.
And we don't have to stick with this anyway,
no,
but we have to post
it. If we got
it.
Those days reserved from the clerk so that we made sure we had a place to meet, I'm good with you posted the quarterly, and it goes back to if you feel like there's a real problem someplace, we can meet.
And like you guys said, it's not like 100% set in stone. If something come up, you could change it, right?
You can change it.
You can have one.
Move to adopt the
proposed
calendar for 2024.
I second that.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, this will be it. And then, Lisa, if you'll post that.
Move to adjourn.
And
I would second that.
Motion's been made to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting's adjourned.